Hi, I'm Mark, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark. And
in Recovery Corner, I reach out to fellow 12-steppers who are struggling to stay clean and sober today. As every day, I'm offering counsel to my temporary sponsor, George W. You know who you are. I need to talk to you, George, about your higher power. Okay? George, Colin Powell is hurting right now, and you need to reach out to him. He thought you were his friend, and he doesn't like the idea that he's had to lie for you over and over and over again. I mean, enabling hurts, George. That's why he talked to Woodward. Do you understand? Do you understand what's happening with your sobriety right now in relation to this Colin Powell friend of yours? All right, here's what I'm saying, okay? You need to review your conduct over the years, okay? Where have you been selfish, dishonest, or inconsiderate? Colin? Yes? Whom did you hurt? Colin, I believe you hurt. Did you unjustifiably arouse jealousy, suspicion, or bitterness? Sound familiar, maybe in relation to Colin? Where were you at fault? Colin? What should you have done instead? Maybe listened to Colin? Huh? What do you think, George W.? I don't mean to be aggressive here, but if you're going to be Mr. Tough Love President, I'm going to be a little Tough Love sponsor. You understand? You got some work to do, my friend. I mean, anger passes, and let's not forget feelings aren't facts, all right? But friendship is supposed to last a lifetime, so you know, maybe you should just reach out. I'm sorry, I'm a little aggravated with you there, George W. And just remember, one day at a time, first things first, do the next right thing. God doesn't wake up and think he's you, and that's been Recovery Corner for today. I'm Mark, an alcoholic. Trickle it off.
Get it on your chest.
Big closer.
You got to explain that to me one day about that God doesn't think he's you thing. I've never heard that before.
Oh, it's a phrase I heard at a secret gathering.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about self-centeredness. That, like, you know what I mean? There's something within the literature of a particular program that we're referring to that says, you know, if you think you have control over everything, if you're that self-centered, if you think you have the power to direct your life, you know, you're probably wrong.
Oh.
So the trick of that is God doesn't wake up and think it's insinuating that you wake up and think you're God and you have control over everything in your life.
But you're probably not.
That's where it comes in. God doesn't wake up and think he's you.
Just in case.
Yeah.